In a village at the edge of the Slow Lake, there lived a bishop named Pinwell, who did not enjoy speaking very much.
He worked at the village library, the only library, and the only building taller than the bakery. The library had 3 floors and exactly 411 books, which Pinwell had counted twice to be sure.
People sometimes asked Pinwell why he kept the library so tidy when nobody came to read.
"I keep it tidy in case somebody arrives."
And then he would go back to placing books in straight rows, in order by the color of their spines.
One winter morning, a girl named Inkling came in. She was about 8 years old, with a coat too big for her shoulders and hair that wanted to argue with itself. She wanted to find a book about whales, but she did not say so.
She wandered around the shelves, picking up books and putting them back in the wrong places. Pinwell tried very hard not to mind. He was, after all, a librarian.
But after the 7th wrong placement, Inkling reached for a green book wedged between 2 enormous red volumes. It was a thick book, a history of the Slow Lake. And Inkling tugged at it the way you tug at a stuck drawer. The book did not budge. She tugged harder. The book held.
"This one's stuck. Why won't it come out?"
Pinwell came over slowly, the way he came over to everything. He looked at the green book and at the 2 red volumes pressing it on either side.
"It can't move."
"Why?"
"Because if it did, the 2 big books on either side would fall down, and they're 3 times its size. The little book is holding them."
"So I can't ever read it?"
"You can read it. You just can't take it. Not while the others are watching." Inkling thought about this. She was 8 years old, and she had never thought about a book having to hold up other books before. It seemed unfair. It also seemed interesting. She sat down on the floor in front of the green book and opened it where it was. She read about whales. There were no whales in A History of the Slow Lake, but there were eels, which were almost as good. She read for an hour.
Pinwell brought her tea, because that is what librarians do.
When Inkling finally stood up to leave, she looked at the green book one more time.
"It's a pin."
"I beg your pardon?"
"The little book, it's pinning the big ones. It can't move, because if it does, something worse happens to the things it's holding up."
Pinwell considered this for a long moment. He had been a librarian for 31 years, and a bishop for longer than that, and he had never heard anyone describe a stuck book quite so well.
"Yes, that is exactly what it is. A pin."
Inkling came back the next week, and the week after that. She asked Pinwell to teach her how to find more pins, in books, in shelves, and eventually in a small black and white board that her grandmother had given her, with 64 squares and 32 carved pieces.
That is how Pinwell stopped being only a librarian. And that is how Inkling learned her first chess tactic, on the floor of a tidy library by the Slow Lake, from a bishop who did not enjoy speaking very much, but who, when he did speak, was always exactly right.